Welcome back to the Finsider. He's going to continue our look back at the 2013 season. Former Dolphins O.J. McDuffie and Troy Stratford are here, joined in studio by Dolphins long snapper John Denny. Obviously, the season didn't end the way anybody wanted it to. Last week's loss to the Jets, Buffalo prior to that. Did it feel like a step forward, though, when you kind of take a little bit of time to think about it? I know that's a hard thing to do, you know, kind of early on in this process here, but you got the young quarterback and everything like that. I mean, what do you see when you look back at 2013?
Yeah, I think you kind of nailed it. It's hard to look back and say, you know, we took a step in the right direction, but the feeling was different. It definitely felt like we were in a different position. In the times I've been here, coming up till tonight, you know, till the last game of the season, you felt like the season wasn't going to be over. You know, there was no you weren't planning on, you know, being done that next week or that next day. And so waking up the next day and it being over, it was almost like, now what? I wasn't ready for this. Mm-hmm. I really expected that we were going to win. I really expected that we were going to be in the playoffs and that we would still be playing football.
You know, John, it's kind of a really weird season for the Dolphins. You look at it, man, you win three in a row, lose four in a row, and it's just kind of a roller coaster. Everything that happened in between, you win three in December, didn't happen. I mean, was it one of the more strange seasons that you've been a part of as a professional player?
It definitely was. I mean, the highs were high and the lows were lows at the extreme. I remember right when the season started, I remember standing on the sidelines. I was talking to Brandon Field. I think it was after our third win in a row. And I said, this is a new feeling. I can get used to this. You know, winning games one after another, I can get used to this. And then all of a sudden, you know, you let some slip. And then you feel like you got it back figured out. You start winning some games. And then the way we ended the season is just like, what happened? You know, 2 weeks ago, we beat a good Patriots team. And now we just let two slip and we had a chance. And people left the door open for us. And we really did have our future in our hands as you look back at it.
You know, John, none of us thought it was going to end this way as well. So I know it had to be a shock to you guys there in the locker room. You know, every football team, they face adversity along the way throughout the season. And teams either grow closer together or they go in separate ways and they go apart. Give us an idea of how it is overall in the locker room. Guys have closer together or you guys have gone away a little bit?
Considering the craziness that took place in the middle of the season with the allegations mm-hmm. in the locker room, that really, I think, drove the team together just because there was a lot of outsider perspective. There was a lot of ex-coaches, a lot of ex-players that were thrown in mm-hmm. their two cents saying, I've never seen it this bad. My coach would have never let this happen. And be in the locker room knowing what it was like and saying, it isn't this bad. You don't know what it is because you guys aren't in here. But they're just going off of what they heard, what they've been told, and so to be on the inside going, it's not like that. The accusations aren't correct. You know, not to justify any of the things that, you know, may or may not have taken place with Jonathan Martin. But at the same time, I think that started to bring guys together because we knew all we had was each other. It was a whole world looking. I mean, you had hot button topics. You had race, bullying. I mean, that's some sensitive issues, mm-hmm. and the whole world had their eyes on us, and we knew all we had was each other at that point. And so I think the guys did, you know, a good job of sticking together throughout it.
John Denny is here, the Dolphins' great long snapper. We're talking about this season and everything you just mentioned in the middle of the year, the highs that were so high, the lows that were so lows. This is about as emotional of a season as you could possibly imagine in the National Football League, you think, for the players?
I know for me. I can speak for myself. I know it was for me. It really tugged at me all year long. I mean, for some reason, the losses hurt a lot more. It was more frustrating. You lost even more sleep. You know, you go home after a game, and you just lay in bed. You think about all the situations that took place, all the one plays, you know, that you could, if you could have had those back, if you could have done something else different, how it would have carried out completely different for us.
All right, let's end it on a high note. One of the most exciting plays of the season in one of the best wins of the season for the Dolphins, week three against Atlanta, a game-changing play on special teams. the immaculate fumble recovery,
yes, sir.
By John Denny. You know, great job by Don Jones, you know, running down there, forcing the fumble. And like six guys wearing black jerseys jumped on the football, and one guy wearing number 92 in white comes out with it. A huge moment in a huge game for the Dolphins, and one of the highlights of this season. I don't think we've talked to you since this, so take us through the fumble recovery in Atlanta, and obviously what goes on under the pile maybe stays on under the pile. But, I mean, it was just a huge, huge play in a big game for this team.
Now, yeah, it's definitely a highlight for me. Fumble recoveries are few and far between for a long snapper. You only get so many plays. I mean, you get maybe, you know, 7-8 punts per right. game. So you got to – your opportunities are limited. And to be able to get on a ball like that was definitely fun, exhilarating, adrenaline rush. Because, like you said, because it was a big game changer. Yeah. The fans, you come out of the pile with the ball and the fans go nuts. I mean, it gets your emotions going. So it was exciting. But I remember going down, I think I was the first one down, you know, kind of desperation layout. I tried to, you know, sweep his ankle. And as soon as I hit the ground, I looked up and I saw Don Jones had hit him and the ball came popping back towards me and two of their guys jumped on it. But they both jumped on it at the same time and neither one of them, because they were fighting over it for themselves, neither one of them got a good grip on it. And I reached out straight out and I was able to hook the points right from the get-go. And so both of them just kind of, you know, had the top and the and around the ball, but I had the points. So I had the leverage on it and just kind of I was able to pull it in. A couple other guys jumped on, gave me a little time to kind of wiggle it towards under my body. And, you know, just by the end of it, I ended up with the ball. I think we saw what happened with some of the piles. What happened at Randy Starks. Oh, no, was that? Was that
Pittsburgh game, yeah.
Yeah, center. I didn't get any of that, luckily.
Right.
I just got the football, no.
One more quick question, man, before we let you get out of here. You talked about Brandon Fields really finally getting his nod and going to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man, way past due,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, way past due. We talk about it all the time, man. And so my question to you is, I know he's taking his family. Is he taking you along with him?
He actually – I know I just got done talking to him. He finally just got the information. He's trying to put all the logistics together,
uh-huh.
Figure out, you know, who of his family, his wife's family, and getting all that arranged. But he did extend the invite.
Nice.
So very kind on his part. That was just minutes
That's
ago,
awesome,
so
man.
I haven't had a chance to.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it is breaking
that
news.
That is awesome, man.
I haven't had a chance to talk to my wife yet, so I mean, we'll figure out what we're gonna do. And we got the five kids, and it's it'll be fun. I'd love to join him. It's awesome. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm as excited for him as I was when the chances I had to go when I found out. When I found out he went, I was stoked for him because I know last year I really expected him to go. I thought he was a shoo-in, and so to come out of that. I mean, he had to be, you know, he had to be disappointed. And so to get the nod this year, he's got to be stoked.
Awesome. Completely deserving, certainly. And John Denny, one of the best at his position, without a doubt, in the National Football League. Thanks for coming in, looking back at this season. And obviously, looking forward to next year.
Yeah, thanks for having me.